Our readings from this Sunday keep shining upon our time of stewardship renewal. This time of stewardship renewal is an opportunity that God has given to each one of us to renew our commitment to Him, to give back to Him something that He has given to us, or to share with others. This time is an opportunity that we have to renew our commitment to God, to our church, and even to ourselves. This weekend, we will reflect upon two pillars of our stewardship renewal here in the parish, the pillar of service and the one of prayer. The plan for stewardship of the diocese, and also that we have adopted here in the cathedral, says that prayer, through prayer, we worship, we speak with, and we listen to our loving Lord. And he quotes the Acts of the Apostles, as they say, as they pray, the place where they were gathered trembled, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Through this pillar of our stewardship, through prayer, we speak with God, we listen to Him, and we worship Him. As you may have seen this time, we have had the pillars of our stewardship at the entrance of the church. And I have here the pillar of prayer. How is it that I can help our community, my community, through prayer? There are many different opportunities. And hopefully during this time, you start wondering about them. You start thinking about it. How is it that I can pray more? How is it that I, through prayer, I can be a better disciple of Jesus Christ? Jesus has taught us to pray always. To pray always without ceasing, to pray at all times. And this Sunday, he tells us that prayer must be done with humility, with a humble heart, without showing off before God and before the others, without believing that we are better than others because we set aside some time to pray. Lord Jesus Christ reminds us that prayer, on the contrary, must be simple. Must be something simple, very genuine, without presumption, and must begin by imploring God's mercy. A humble prayer is a prayer that disposes the heart to receive, but to give as well. Oh God, be merciful to me, because I am a sinner. That's what the tax collector said in today's gospel. And Jesus tells this parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector to make us aware that whenever we pray, we must be humble with humility of heart. The tax collectors, they were public enemies. Nobody liked them because they were taxing the people. And the Pharisees, they were very well liked among the Jews, among everyone, because they were representing the model to follow, the model to follow of a man who gave himself to pray and to follow the law. But I'm pretty sure that the Pharisees had many good things, no doubt. But they had fallen into pride and hypocrisy, closing themselves to the others, therefore closing themselves to serve others. These two men go to the temple to pray, the two men that we hear in today's gospel. The prayer of the Pharisee was very self-centered. He was just saying how good he was. He was just telling God how good he was and all the good things he had done. He does not recognize that he has sinned. He doesn't recognize that he has sinned. He doesn't recognize that he needs God because he is so good. He only says how good he is by criticizing the tax collector, by criticizing the defects of the other one who is right there along him. And he said, "O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector." How much presumption he had on his prayer. The tax collector acknowledges that he has failed, just like each one of us. He acknowledges that he has sinned, just like all of us. And he recognizes that his moral behavior has left much to to be desired. However, his attitude is way different because his attitude is sincere. He acknowledges that he has sinned and he implores compassion. He worships, he speaks with, and he listens to God. In his words, he said, "Lord, have mercy on me, that I am a sinner." This reminds us of what Pope Francis said a long time ago. He said that we must have the courage to accept that we are sinners and not to justify our sins. If we do not recognize our sins, therefore, we will not be able to receive God's forgiveness and love. Thus, my brothers and sisters, prayer is the beginning of that intimate conversation with God by which we worship Him because of His goodness. We speak to Him with a humble heart and we listen to His will. We cannot pray with pride in the heart, with arrogance, with envy, with contempt of others. We must pray with humility, like a tax collector, and with a compassionate heart towards others. Because remember, prayer lets us to listen to God, but also to give to God. Therefore, prayer is the fundamental pillar of our lives, for it allows us to be humble before God. He said in the Gospel, "The one who humbles himself will be exalted. The one who recognizes his sins will be exalted." One is exalted because by worshiping, speaking with, and listening to God, one is drawn to service. And this is our second pillar of today's reflection. The one who serves God willingly is heard. His petition reaches to heaven. That's what we heard in today's first reading. So prayer, as all the four pillars of our stewardship, sustain and is sustained by service. Our diocesan plan and the one that we have adopted here in the cathedral says that by service, we provide Christ-like assistance to individuals, to families, and to communities. Serve one another through love. This is how we serve, through different things in our community. Because serving is to be like Christ, to individuals, to families, to our church. To be serving, to give something to God in this fashion. It is St. Paul now who allows us to see that a life of service to God is a life that is crowned with glory. He said, St. Paul said in today's second reading, "I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me." Why the crown of righteousness awaits St. Paul? Because he has served. Because he has competed well. Because he has listened to God. Because he has spoken to God. Because he has worshipped God. And then he went to serve, and then he is ready to be crowned with the crown of glory. Prayer is not just a waste of time. Prayer is not just to waste our time. Prayer is a win. It's to have that intimate relationship with God. Listening to the Word and pouring out our hearts to God is what should then move us into service. True prayer leads to service, and under service to solidarity and openness. Remember how I told you that this Pharisee closed himself to others because of his pride? Through prayer, we open ourselves up to God and to the others, and that's when service comes into play. When this does not happen, when we are not drawn to serve, it is because our prayer has not been done well, because it has been just done to praise ourselves and to say how good we are. My brethren, remember, faith is a gift, but also is a personal act. And surely the way to measure our faith and our prayer is to see if we are serving others. Jesus has not come to serve, but to to be served, but to serve. And his followers must imitate him to serve individuals, to serve families, and to serve our church. To serve where God has placed you, whatever you are, in your house, in your job, or just in your school, in the church, whatever you are, that's where you are being called to serve. Serve to be, as the gospel says, faithful servants who do what must be done. Jesus has become a servant for humanity, and he teaches us the way. Serving is to see through the eyes of Christ, through the eyes of Jesus Christ. For he came to serve and not to be served. And Jesus said, "I no longer call you servants, but friends." And that is our great reward, to be called friends of Jesus Christ, to be one with him through prayer and through service. May God open our hearts as we go under this stewardship renewal to discern in which way we can commit ourselves better. And may God open our hearts and renew our commitment to him, to his church, and to ourselves. God, increase our prayer. God, increase our service. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.